Hi.
Buongiorno.
Welcome to MAPS.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
Don't try to speak Italian because I'm really lazy this afternoon. I'm very tired, so I could switch everything to Italian and it would be a very, very kind of mess for you, I guess. Not because my English is so bad or anyway.
We're quite happy not to speak Italian.
So, welcome to MAPS. Allora, facciamo un attimo una piccola storia. Paul Anderson, che forse conoscete per la storica band Slowcore dei Tram, e poi anche Clive Painter dei Broken Dog, si incontrano insieme e producono questo nuovo progetto intitolato 99 Call. Allora, io prima di tutto, che appunto questa sera si esibirà ad Assalti al Cuore, assaltialcuore.it, se volete saperne di più. Allora, innanzitutto volevo sapere come nasce il progetto The 99 Call. How does The 99 Call project come from?
How does the project come from? How did we get together? Well, you know, I think your preamble was referred to our past. We've done stuff together in the past as Tram, and I've also played with Clive's Broken Dog. And I've been sort of toying with putting the band together for a while and couldn't find the right people. And then Clive phoned me up one day, and the 99 call was born.
It was just from a phone call?
That's all I needed.
Like that. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We were just, you know, it's just one of those marriages that had to happen.
Oh, great. It's kind of pure love.
It is.
Beh, allora è molto semplice. Fondamentalmente il desiderio di Clive era quello di mettere insieme queste due band, Broken Dog e Tram, ma non era mai successo, non c'era mai stata la possibilità, avevano già collaborato insieme. Alla fine è bastata una telefonata della serie facciamolo e l'hanno fatto. What are the basis for the 99 call according to your past? Quali sono le basi su cui si poggia 99 call relativamente al passato delle vostre band?
Was that a question?
Yeah.
What was it, sorry?
Yeah, what are the basis that 99 call start from according to your past experience? Something like a continuity with the other bands, or something new, or something totally different, or whatever?
Well, I mean, we were conscious that we didn't want it to sound like our previous excursions, but we knew we still respected the way each other went about playing, and Clive's a very good producer as well. So it was just very organic. We didn't actually have a, you know, we didn't write it down or anything. It just sounds as it does. But we wanted to make it a bit more expressive and dynamic than previous stuff.
I guess we were playing on our past to some extent. You know, it was the past was important to what we were doing, but it really were striving for something new and fresh after, you know.
Okay.
Together for so long.
Okay, you sound very diplomatic about this kind of this project. Allora, quello che mi hanno detto in due è stato fondamentalmente che ovviamente il passato è importante, ma volevano fare qualcosa di diverso e che allo stesso tempo però rispettasse tutto quello che erano state le produzioni anche del passato, forse qualcosa di più espressivo e qualcosa anche di un pochino più dinamico. Nonostante questo, insomma, c'è continuità, ma c'è anche differenza. What about the record? It's going to be out like the next year with the new project? Or?
We hope so, yeah. We don't have a set deal for anything at the moment. We're just working on the recordings in the studio, so that's the plan. We're not halfway through, we're working on recordings which we'll spend the rest of the year doing. So we plan that next year.
Okay, you don't know exactly when, actually.
No, we haven't.
You don't want to know that.
No, we don't want deadlines this early. But we've got good 8 songs sort of in the can.
Okay. They are boiling somewhere.
Yeah, they're simmering.
Okay.
And when they're al dente, we'll serve them up.
Yeah, that's the Italian way to do that. Allora dice praticamente che sì, questo nuovo disco che è previsto per il 2010 in realtà non ha una data ufficiale in cui verrà fuori, ma si tratta di un lavoro che stanno facendo, staranno in studio sicuramente per tutto l'anno e hanno già una manciata di canzoni buone, ma mi dicevano, io ho detto stavano lì bollendo, in realtà dice sì, sono lì che si stanno cucinando lentamente, poi nel momento in cui saranno al dente, viene usata l'espressione italiana, verranno tirate fuori al momento opportuno. Chiedo se questa sera ci saranno appunto delle anticipazioni, che tipo di set ci sarà prima di lasciare ovviamente lo spazio al loro live qui a MAPS. What kind of tracklist is going to be heard tonight? Are they going to be new songs, old songs, a mix?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, yeah. Is actually, I mean, just to put it into perspective. Originally, we were contacted because it was 10 years ago that the first Tram album was released, Heavy Black Frame, that me and Clive both pretty much made together. So we will be playing some songs from that album as you know, as testament to that, but we'll also be playing some new stuff. So it'll be a mixture.
Ok, allora intanto mi correggo perché la serata è domani al Festival Salti al Cuore e siccome sono 10 anni dall'uscita di Heavy Black Frame, il primo disco dei Tram, ci sarà sicuramente qualche brano tratto da quel disco e qualcosa di nuovo, quindi qualcosa di misto. What about the set you're going to play now here at in the radio show?
Well, we'll be playing some new songs for you, just depends how many you want, we can play all night if you want.
Let's start with the first one.
Okay,
what is the title of the song?
To One Who Cares.
Ok, loro sono Paul Anderson e Clive Panther live at MAPS.